Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Let's Talk About The Husband with me, Stephen Bailey.
And me, Zoe Lyons. The podcast where we put a cultural eye on all things pop cultural. Yay!
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we're cultured and we're back, baby.
We are back.
Where have we been?
You know when people go, have you been busy?
Well, I've not been really busy. You went on tour.
Oh, I went on tour.
That had a lot of explaining to do, and I came with you.
Yes, you did.
And that was fun.
We played some lovely places.
We did.
You did Barnard Castle together, didn't we?
I feel like Barnard Castle and Selby really stick in my mind.
Selby was an interesting one.
It made me realise how old you are.
Oh, no, my audience is... I mean, bless them.
Yeah.
They still leave the house, but wow, they don't all make it back.
No.
No.
It's... Not because you also did it during that time when it was those weird snowstorms.
Oh, yeah, that was Selby as well, mm-hmm. wasn't it? Mm-hmm. You struggled there in your little Yaris or whatever it is you currently...
I was like, I won't make it. And then by the act of God, by the grace of God, I made it.
You made it. And that was it, yeah, tour over. That's been it. And I've been sort of twiddling my thumbs since.
No, you've not.
I have.
You're always doing something.
Well, you know, a bit of whittling, a bit of pottering, that sort of thing.
During this series of the podcast, Zoe will reveal the reality show she's starring in.
Woo! Oh, God, yes. Yeah. That'll be coming out soonish.
Yeah, but for at least episode one, she's under NDA.
Yeah, I'm on an NDA.
And then I watched some of the bit. Non-disclosure agreement.
Of course it is.
Which means you agree to non-disclose.
Right, okay. So, yeah, you'll have to... I could tell you, Stephen, but I'd have to kill you. So we're back and we're going to delve straight back in. What are we doing?
We are doing... Well, I feel like we're doing several things on this. We're looking into hair and makeup. We're doing Glow Up. We're doing Channel 4's 90s show, The Salon.
Yes, you reminded me of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. And I had a little delve in, I had a little look at it. It feels very dated. It's not 90s anyway.
When was it?
It was 2000s.
It looks 90s.
It really looks 90s.
Really,
and a lot of their
90s.
Attitudes are very 90s as well.
Yeah. It was when you could still say funny stuff on TV.
Is it funny or is it...
Mad.
A bit mad. I watched a little episode where they were doing sort of... fake interviews to see how they would interview and recruit new hairdressers into their salon.
Was that the one where it was they had like the TV execs on as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of them is Ben Frown, now head of Channel 5.
Oh, really?
And the other one is Shirley Jones, who I believe is head of Sky Entertainment.
You see, that is why you should be nice to everybody on the way up.
I know. Imagine, like, you got the call being like, do you want to come on the salon? And you're like, fuck that shit. And then 3 years later, you're begging Ben Frow for a job on Channel 5 on Celebrity Motorhomes.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'd love to do Celebrity Motorhomes.
I'm surprised you've not been asked. It feels very your demographic.
Is that an actual show, Celebrity Motorhomes?
Yeah, Jenny Powell did it. Jenny Powell, I'm hoping to get on a guest on the podcast. Because, we should tell them, we're going to have guests.
Yes.
I don't know why I'm announcing that, because if none of them show up, then this is a false promise.
Yeah.
But we have pencils on guests.
We do have, everyone's on a light pencil.
On a light pencil.
That is my career in a nutshell. I've been on a light pencil.
I get the job if your light pencil gets cancelled.
Yeah. No. When they say heavy pencil it. I still put a light pencil on it. I'm like, that'll come out.
If people say, will you put a pencil on this day? I don't even put it in my diary.
It's such an old expression, that, isn't it? Would you pencil for that job?
What do you think it should be? You're just putting your diary deletable.
Deletable, yeah. Could you put erasable?
Yeah. Erasable.
Yeah. You're on a job, but you are deemed at this point to be completely and utterly erasable and disposable. Yeah.
Just like hair.
Just like hair.
Which is my segue and back into the salon.
Right, okay.
And glow up. Also, we should tell people we're actually together in your spare room. We had a sleepover.
We did. We had a slumber party.
And so we opened a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm feeling it under my eyes today. Are you?
Not really, because I'm largely fueled by grape. not good for the skin. But yes, the salon, because for the second time in a year, I'm going to get my hair cut this week.
I can't believe it. What does it feel like? I think most of us take it for granted.
To have your hair cut?
Yeah.
Well, as you can see now, it's growing quite good. So, but my hair, because it's growing back, it is 84 different lengths.
Yeah.
So it looks a little bit like, I realised this week, it looks a bit East End creative.
Very Shoreditch.
It is a bit Shoreditch, isn't it? Because it looks like it's been chewed off by a Rottweiler on acid.
Intentional.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
That's what their look always is. Shabby chic, babe. Shabby chic.
You'll love this. I did a corporate this week and there were a lot of East End creatives.
Really?
There. Yeah, there was a lot.
Is that the one with 140 awards?
113 awards.
Oh my God. That's just, at that point, there's no point in doing it. Everyone's just getting a participation prize then, aren't they?
Well, yeah, it's very much like a sort of sports day at a primary school where everyone's a winner.
I hate that. It's taken competition away from the actual world.
Yeah, a little bit.
Because you get a prize no matter what.
The other thing was, because it was young creatives, a lot of them, when they'd won an award, weren't actually there to receive the award because they were in the toilets doing other stuff.
Allegedly. Other stuff.
So, yeah. Anyway.
So what are you going to have? What kind of haircut are you going to go for?
Well, I'm not going to go too bold, let's be honest.
You're going to have a bob?
I can't have a bob. You have to have the same length hair to have a bob.
No, you've got enough for like one of those, like, do you know, like those robotic bobs like Julia Roberts had in, like, do you know in Notting Hill, where Julia Roberts was a film star and she was in a spaceship film in Notting Hill?
Oh, yeah.
And she had that weird, like, mushroom bob thing.
Oh, my God.
If you could have that.
I would look so... I would look absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, you would.
I'd look like a bowl cut.
Yeah.
No, we're not doing that.
I think that'd be fabulous for you.
But it's long enough for a bowl cut, but not long enough for a bob.
No.
But not a big bowl either. I'm talking soup bowl. We're not talking a serving bowl here.
What are those things called? Not a caftan. What are they called?
What?
Like a little, like not a caftan. But,
what do you mean?
Oh, they're like a little, I hit the mic. Oh. They're like a little, it's like a little white pot.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like for a pie. For a pie lid.
Caftan?
Not a caftan. It's not a caftan, that's a dressing.
Yeah.
But it sounds like caftan.
Like a Le Creuset?
No, not a Le Creuset. Hold on, let me just Google what it's called.
It's a caftan.
Keep them in today while I find out what I'm talking about.
No, so I'm not going to have a bowl cut. I've still got my little bowl bit right at the front of my head because it's a prick.
Like that. What's that called?
That's just a bowl. Oh,
a ramekin.
A ramekin.
Not a kaftan. That's the word I was looking for. Ramekin.
How can you get kaftan and ramekin mixed
it
up?
It sounds the same.
It really doesn't. It really does. No, I'm not going to have a ramekin bowl cut. That would be, I'm going to say too extreme.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go gentle on it. I think what I'm going to have done is just the ends cut off because they're a little bit dry.
Get it all balanced out.
Get it all balanced out. Mm. And I'm also going to have done a deep condition.
Why? Why? Why don't you just put some conditioner on your head?
Oh, no, because I have done, but because I've got quite a lot of grey now, it's a little bit of a fire hazard in places. You know, this strong winds, warm weather, I could just go up. So,
Oh, so, my God.
Actually, my ball patch at the front is deliberate. It's just a fire break. That's all that is. That's in case this side gets, you know.
Now, here's a question, because this is the point of these shows, aren't they? Right. You've got your salon that's about your hair and that brings out confidence and that's how you hold yourself. Then you've got Glow Up, which is about makeup, which is like the art is a, the face is a canvas and a piece of art. Where do you sit on all this?
Well, I don't sit on the face, that's for sure.
Not these days.
Not, no.
Should have a nice age.
Not since the incident.
Cindy's under her right now.
See, I have a funny relationship with makeup because I... You wear a bit, don't you?
I love wearing makeup.
What's in your makeup bag?
Well, what is in... Oh, I've got it.
Go on then.
I've got it. Hold on.
Oh, I've got mine here.
Yeah, get yours out.
Right, okay. Right, I've got quite a big one for me.
Excuse you.
Yeah. I think you're going to be... I think you're going to be mightily impressed with my makeup bag.
I think you're going to... Oh, I think you're going to be underwhelmed by mine.
Oh, yours is... Have you got some Bumble stuff in there as well?
What's Bumble?
What's that there?
Where?
There.
Oh, BB cream.
Oh, BB cream.
Garnier.
Okay. Garnier. Right, okay. Unleash your bag.
I can't believe, guys, you would think I would have a posher makeup bag than Zoe.
No, yours is a bit...
Tatty.
It's a bit tatty, that.
I do need a new one.
TK Maxx.
Is that where you got yours from?
I think that's where you, everybody gets
their makeup. I might go on the way to the station, you know, because I do need one. I'm not having you have a nice one. Because this is a nice one. It's Fenella Smith,
yeah.
Who I've never heard of.
TK Maxx.
But it's pink and it's got gold...
Palm trees.
Palm trees on. It's Mine's quite... just see-through and dirty.
Yeah, that's...
Common.
Yeah, you've got...
It's common.
Okay, so let's go through. What have you got?
Well, you go first.
Well, this is my new thing that I'm really loving, right?
BB cream.
I do love makeup artists. I think they are brilliant people.
Yeah, they're artists.
Or MUAs, as they are. I've discovered.
Mouas.
Watching Glow Up, I was like, yeah, we're going to challenge our MUAs. I was like, oh, what's an MUA? It took me ages to work that out. Oh, it's a
makeup artist. I am fed up of shit. Like, why can't we just say makeup artist anymore?
Yeah, your MUAs. But whenever I do a bit of telly, right, which is, let's be honest.
Here she is.
Very frequently. My favourite thing is having my makeup done. And they always go, how do you like your makeup? And they look at my face and I think they assume I'm going to go brush my teeth. And
put a bit of powder on.
Run a cloth over my face. And I always say to them, slap it all on.
Yeah.
I say, I want it all. And they're like, lashes? I'm like, lashes? I want lashes so big that when I open and shut my eyes, I cause a downdraft, bitch. I want papers to be flying around as I'm blinking.
Do you turn into the cast of RuPaul's Drag Race when you're in the makeup chair?
Do you know what? Because I love it. If somebody can put on makeup, well, I'll have it all. And then they go, how's that look? And I go, more?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you want more? I'm like, I want more.
They always make you look like you've got a different face. But the best thing about a makeup room is the gossip.
Oh, I love a gossip.
The gossip. They will tell you who has been, like, bad. You know,
yeah.
Poorly behaved, let's say, in the makeup room.
Makeup artists are the... Yeah, they are the glue that keep everything together on television.
Yeah, it's the eyelash glue. And also, you should be really nice to them. I mean, you should be nice to everyone, but you should be in particularly nice to the makeup artists because they'll go around telling everyone that you're a dickhead.
Yeah. In fact, that's what they said to me about you when I was there.
Well, that's factually correct, so I don't care. I don't mind if it's true.
When you're doing telly, do you get the makeup artist to do your makeup or do you do your own makeup?
No, I get them to do it, but I actually am very specific.
Okay, in what way?
Well, just like, you know, because sometimes with a boy in particular, they just kind of powder and done. Right, you're done.
Yeah.
That don't wash for me. I have a lovely cheekbone, but you need to know it's there. I have a lovely jawline, but you need to know it's there. So I like a little contour. I like a little blush on the cheek. I like an eyebrow. I like an eyelash, you know, a little mascara.
Yeah.
But I think they actually enjoy doing it because they get bored of doing like you lot.
Yeah.
Whereas with a boy, it's like they need to put loads on but look like I've got none on.
Yes.
That is the trick to a boy.
Contouring.
I love contouring. Do you get that done?
No, I don't need that yet.
Please. Come on.
Right, so this week was actually quite a big week for me in the world of makeup because
Why?
I did my annual purchasing of makeup.
What did you get?
I went to
Are you going to say how much you spent?
Oh, my God. Do you know how expensive makeup is?
Yeah, it's so expensive.
But every time I buy makeup, I'm like, what the... For that, like, you look at the bag. Like, they give you this massive bag, and in the bottom of it looks like you know, like an eraser and a pencil. And you're like, how can that be over £200? Yeah. Right, see what you think of these colours that
I
bought.
Comes to summer when your energy bill's cheaper. Oh, that's nice.
Thank you. I went into MAC, well-known makeup supplier. It was quite interesting when I was in there. One of the assistants.
MUA assistants.
MUA assistants. He was wearing quite a lot of makeup. He looked great. But there were loads of kids in there playing around with the makeup, and he lost his shit.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, it was great, actually. It made me really like him.
They're not a
toy. Yeah, he was brilliant. He went, "Do you mind, girls? This is a professional makeup shop." And they all pissed themselves and ran out. I was like, oh, cool, lovely.
Good for him.
And he upsold me quite a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're weak-willed in that as well.
I am, totally.
I'm very strong. I do that thing where it's, no, no, I'm not even listening. No. No.
I'm really weak willed. Because I bought, so I bought six colours. I'm going to describe them. I've got a grey, a maroon.
Yeah.
Maroon, would you call that?
Yeah,
maroon?
I'd say that. Yeah. Rude.
Sort of a nudie.
I wouldn't have said that was grey, though. I'd say it's like a bluey purple.
Bluey purple. It looks quite nice on. In fact, the way he sold that to me was, he went, "That'll look really lovely on you because you've got lovely blue eyes like I do." And I said, "Yes, and I don't have blue eyes." But anyway, he sold it to me. You know, he's so swept away. Yeah. Went, "Because you've got lovely blue eyes." I was like, "They're not blue, but I will take the compliment." Yeah. Yeah. It's almost like he said, like, "Your long blonde hair." I'm like, "Yeah, thank you very much for noticing." I'm so easily sold to. Naked.
Nude.
I'd call that nude.
Nude.
Copper. More copper.
I wouldn't call that the first one copper. I'd call it brown.
Brown, copper. And then this one was a panic buy.
Yeah, that is mad green.
It's like mad glitter green.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I bought that one. I just panicked in the end and went for that one.
Are you ever going to wear that mad glitter? I kept to say it. Mad glitter green.
I have put it on. It does look a little bit like I've been in a nuclear disaster.
I can imagine it looking like a toddler putting makeup on.
A bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
good for you.
Look at me, mummy, I'm dancing. And then as I was wrapping everything up, so I got...
This is like a full makeup bag for someone that's like...
Yeah.
You.
I know. This was a new purchase. This is...
BB cream.
BB cream, styling and separating cream for I'm going to say challenging hair.
Love that. Yeah. Oh, is it for your hair?
It's for your hair.
Oh, I thought it was for your visage.
No, it's for your hair.
Oh.
Yeah, because... The last bit of telly I did, which was very recently.
The Insecure Artists have entered the podcast.
It was the first bit of telly I'd done without my wig for like 2 years. But
did it make you feel a powerful biatch?
It did make me feel a little bit powerful biatch. But but like I say, it's not in the best condition. And I could see the girl was panicking, looking at it. And she just had to call somebody over. And she went, "Well, what would you do with this?" And
oh, no, I hate things like that.
Well, what would you do with this? She went, "I'd put some of that on it." And she gave me this bumble cream. And I've bought some of that. What else have I got? You'll love this. I've got Bobby Brow tattoo ink pen.
Oh, do you know how to use it?
It's not for... I don't use it for my brows. I use it for my hair that's slightly thinning on the side.
Oh.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Maybe your new career is like a TikTok makeup influencer for people that have lost their hair.
Yeah.
And the older lady.
The older lady. Yeah, totes. Totes.
That says totes.
That says totes. New mascara.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank
you. How much was that?
That was like £8,000.
It looks like... like that top.
Yeah, it looks nice, doesn't it? I think it looks a bit like, well, it looks like the detonator of a sort of mini
It does
stick
look
of
like a detonator.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of something, because we're recording this at 9 a.m. on a Monday, and it's too early to say an anal bead.
Yeah, but
that is what it looks like.
A little bit like an anal bead.
Even I think it's too early to say anal bead at this hour.
No, it's never too early for an anal bead. So I bought the mascara, eyeliner, a new lipstick, my six shadows, and just as he was putting it all through the till, he went, "I'm going to suggest one more thing for you and your face." And I went, "Okay." And he brought out a serum. And he said, I think you need this. And I said, okay.
I think you've been conned. What's the best time you've ever had your makeup done and the worst where someone else or yourself has done your makeup and you've gone, oh, shit, I've got to go out like this?
My tour photo, I met an incredible makeup artist and she did an amazing job. Yeah. Yeah. She's amazing, Emma. She's incredible. Gemma. Actually, her name is Gemma, not Emma.
Zoe doesn't think of the little people's names.
So sorry, Gemma. Yeah. Worst time. There've been a couple of times when I used to do the right stuff every now and again. There was somebody who did my makeup frequently on that, but if she wasn't there and there was like a stand-in. I remember at times thinking I looked a little bit like an older man in drag.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't sit well.
No.
No. It was like sort of circles, big circles of colour. Yeah.
And at that time, like I did it when it became the Jeremy Bynes show, they literally just lob it on.
Yeah.
Like they just can't be fucked.
Yeah. So a couple of times, particularly if they're not regular on the show and they just
in for the day.
Yeah.
Covering Justine's illness.
Yeah.
The worst, well, I'll tell you the best. So the best I've ever had is there's a lady called Nicole. Shout out to Nicole. She actually does Rosie Jones and Joe Lycett because I'm obviously in the same bracket. And she does it. She puts loads on.
Yeah.
But then it looks like I've got nothing on. Yeah. You would think I was just like this gorgeous, dainty doll.
Flawless.
And I don't know how she does it. I do not know how she does it. And then the other person who does it is my best friend, Natalie, who's actually not a makeup artist. She works at JD Sports.
Right.
But she just happens to be. I always say, if I got rich enough, I mean, this is where you need like American level of success.
Yeah.
Because you would just pay for her to come everywhere with you. She does it so perfect. She just taught herself. She gets all the right shades. She provides all my makeup. Well, I buy it. She tells me what to buy. And, she's just really good at it. She's another one where sometimes when she's done my face, she did my face at the Blackpool Comedy Station. Mm. If anything, bit of a waste of a face there. But it was so good. I was like, do you know why you can't stop looking at yourself? Yeah. Every time I walk past the mirror, I'd be like, oh my God.
Why didn't she do it professionally?
Because she's on a 60 grand a year job and she doesn't think she'd do that from that. And the worst I've had it done, this is so mortifying, live at the Apollo.
Really?
It was, I said to him, I always say the same thing, which is, I'm not a normal boy, I like some makeup on. I just like a basic face, cover everything, bit of a cheekbone, because I've got nice cheekbones, give me my jawline back, eyebrow, top, eyelashes. I was orange.
Orange?
Orange. I remember at the time thinking, she's severely over. I looked less orange when I did Gemma Collins's tour.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, I remember at the time thinking, I look really orange. And she was like, oh, under the lights, it'll look different.
And it didn't.
And then the edit came and I was like, I don't even know what material I did. I don't know what jokes I told. I don't even know if it was funny. I was like,
so orange.
I am so orange.
I'm going to have to go back and look at that now.
Yeah.
With a different mindset.
But also, because like when you bronze, you obviously, don't bronze the whole face. It's like you bronze cheekbones, forehead, like round. So it's kind of like, you'll have to describe this. Like round here, like round the eyes. So I've got like a white chin.
Oh no.
It was.
Like a red panda.
Let's say yes. I don't know what that looks like.
Oh, I'll
but
show
yeah.
you a red panda. Yeah.
But do you know when you go, that is a show I have to do again just to get my makeup right?
Done
that's
right.
unacceptable.
But when she said, how does that look? Did you go, I'm happy with that. Thank you. And
I went like that. Oh, is that a picture brush? She went, oh no, it'd be fine under the lights. I said, oh, it looks great then.
Yeah, it looks and great. And I did not. Like that, like
yes, it was like a red panda, exactly like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God.
I don't remember thinking you were very orange.
I was.
I'll have to go back and have a look
really
at that.
I was really orange.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll see if I can get it up.
See, I think at my age, makeup can actually make me look older. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, if it's done incorrectly.
If it's done really badly, yeah. Then you're like, now I, yeah, like I've just stuck my face in a trough of foundation and I think it can make you look older. Yeah.
A trough of foundation.
A trough of foundation.
Sometimes you with your words, you're a poet. And another time,
never ever let them put a dark lipstick on me because I look like a, I look like an old Parisian ballerina.
That's... I love that though.
Oh no.
Don't you have dark lipstick on your Bald Ambition poster?
That's not too dark. Nah. Like a like a really ready one. You do look like an old Parisian like ballerina that keeps dyeing her hair.
I wonder why what we'd just do if we all just went out of our spots.
So talk me through what you've
right.
got. Right.
So what I have...
Mattifying.
Yes, we're going to go through it, how I do it. So we have two faces in the makeup bag. We have a bit of a stronger face and then we have a you're not paying me enough, so you're getting a day face.
Right.
So I have a Boots Everyday Cucumber Moisturising Lotion. Now, this is cheap and I won't be judged for it, but the something about the Cucumber Moisturising Lotion just really... does hydrate one's Michelle Visage.
Really?
So I'd really recommend that over your expensive ones.
Yes, over my serum that was in a 50ml jar.
Then I have mattifying primer. Again, I go for a basic bitch one because primer's primer. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't like to matter. So that is because, do you know why a primer use primer?
No.
It helps it stay on your face all day.
Right, so it's like a glue.
And it covers up kind of like... your pores.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a glue.
Like a sort of...
It's like Pritt stick.
Face grouting.
Yeah, exactly that. Exactly face grouting.
Face grouting.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Then I put on my Garnier Skin Active BB cream light. This, if I can't feel like I'm not being paid enough, I can't be asked. I do use as the main cover up. But if it's
is it a foundation?
It's like a tinted moisturizer.
Oh, okay.
So it just gives you a nice healthy glow, but without, you know, the foundationness of it. But I put that under a foundation.
So hang on. Is that go over the top of your
over the primer? So it's moisturize, prime.
Yeah.
BB cream.
Jesus Christ, your face must weigh a ton.
It's really heavy. That's why my face is thin, but I've still got tits.
But you've got a very strong neck.
I'm going to put the brushes away so don't forget them.
Just holding your face. So you got three, we're three layers in.
Three layers in. If and I was then, a cake, you wouldn't be hungry.
No, you'd be like one of those sort of rainbow cakes.
There.
Sliced into you. They've just been layer upon layer. Go on top of that.
So then I have my MAC Studio Fix Fluid. It's got SPF 15 in. I have NW 13. So that's it. And this is like a true match to my face. So it's right. Like one shade dark, and then I'm like, imagine me, I'd sat in the sun for 3 days, right?
Right.
So that's me. Nice cover up. You wouldn't see any bit of blotchiness on my skin.
Right.
Right. Yeah,
but you're four layers in at that point.
But four layers in.
Wow.
Then.
Yeah.
Now, this is where we go a few different... Well, no, we're not a few different ways yet. Then I've got my MAC I need a new one of these. Look, so I've got my MAC foundation, Studio Fix again, Conceal and Correct.
Yeah.
I use the middle two because, once again, they're the right term for my complexion. So that's to cover your spots, your eye bags, and anything that...
You're not using the other ones then?
What other ones?
You've got six in there.
Well, no, because one's pink and I don't want to be pink.
Yeah.
One's like yellow. So no, I just use the two in the middle, me. Mm. The other two are too dark.
And then what will happen to them when you finish with the two in the middle?
I'll put them in the bin.
Right.
And then we go two different ways. So if it's like nighttime, showbiz, event, want to look, then I have my Benefit Hoopla bronzer. Hoopla, sorry.
Hoopla.
Not Hoopla's the festival.
Yeah.
That just gives you the nice glow.
What does that look like in there? It's in a little box and then... Oh, cute.
I don't use that brush. That's if I forget my actual brush.
So that's like a little... Oh, can I...
Yeah, please. Put some on.
Oh.
Gives you a nice glow, see, like that.
That's oh, wow.
Yeah. You get the...
See, I never... I don't have any blushes or anything like that because I'm never sure how to use them.
It's too basic. It's, no, you should go... Right, we'll do that. And then I have a little... pink blush. This is Wet n Wild. It's just a cheap one, but it's just a little nice powder blush just to give your cheekbone a little glow, like that freshly shagged look.
Right.
You know.
Okay.
And then I have a powder over the top.
Is that
to
what
make
it says
it
on the back of the tin as well?
Freshly
shagged look.
Shag through a bush backwards.
Yeah.
Then I have my powder just to make sure it all sets
that
the
is a
well.
Nice glow, isn't
and
it?
And then an eyebrow pencil. And mascara for the top lid. But let me call you back a few... Oh, and also,
oh,
I forgot...
Can I, on your eyebrow pencil,
yeah.
Can I see you and raise you?
Yeah,
right.
My eyebrow pen.
No, look, I've just bought this and it's changed my life. This is what... This will impress you.
What is that?
Glitter.
Mm.
Oh. I've got two glitters in there. I love a bit of glitter. Right.
What is that?
Eyebrow gel brush.
Why is it limp?
I don't know why that's
It's like
limp.
A limp dick.
It's gone a bit limp, that one, but I think I just sort of bent it slightly. I think
How hard are you brushing it on your head?
I'm not sure, but so that I put on my eyebrows, and that is a game changer. Because I've got quite dark eyebrows
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, you have a good eyebrow.
Thank you very much. But I didn't realise that when you accentuate the eyebrow... It really does look quite good.
Yeah.
It's like, so now I go out with this shit on my face.
I think eyebrows and eyelash can really make your eyes pop. And then your eyes are the window to your fanny.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Jean-Paul Sartre said that. This will make you laugh. I've got this in here.
What is that?
This is like, quite watch this. It's a little, it's like foundation for your head to fill in like gaps
Do you contour?
No.
Because I've got a Tom Ford contour. What are you laughing at that for? Why are you laughing at Tom Ford contour?
So hang on, how does a Tom Ford contour work?
It's very expensive.
Right.
So what you do is you get it on you. Use my fingers, but so does Laura Whitmore. And if it's good enough for her, it's good enough for me. And you go under your cheekbone and under your jawline. Then you blend. You know what blend means?
Yes, blend.
Blend. And then you've got a jawline again and a cheekbone.
Oh, okay. And that's Tom Ford. Mm. That is not cheap.
No, it's not cheap.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we all do TV. And then I've got this, which is like a nice Clarins powder, but it's a nice little sun kiss. Just, it's always cracking, but you know, just nice.
Oh, you've got that on my floor
sorry
now.
Sorry about that.
God.
Oh my God. But you just put a bit on and it's just like... Well, not on a dry face, should it be moisturised, really.
Where do you buy your makeup, then?
Wherever I go. Sometimes I get Nicole to order it for me.
Right.
She'd post it to my house and I pay her. And sometimes I just buy it in a shop. But I feel like I need an overhaul of mine because everything's cracked and a bit, like, off-brand for me. Having said that, though, TV's Catherine Ryan, hers is a bit...
Bit what?
Skanky.
Really?
Her makeup bag, yeah. Hers is like mine, that's why I have no shame, because I always thought, I saw yours, and Michelle de Swart has a really nice one as well.
Has she?
So until I saw yours and Michelle's, I thought me and Catherine were the norm, where it's just kind of like you just collect things over the years and it's in your bag. But
yeah, nope. I'm quite impressed with mine. I gave it a little, that's optimistic.
Hairspray.
Hairspray. One day. Also, what else have I got in here? I've got a little shower gel that I stole from a hotel.
Oh, I'm not surprised you stole that. A White Company one.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I just popped that in there.
Well, that was a posh hotel one stay at.
Yeah, every now and again.
Treat yourself.
It's foundation. I've got Chanel. Is that bad?
No, it's nice.
Yeah.
That's Chanel. Nice. Yeah.
But I think that might be about 12 years old. It's quite...
No, that's not good. You can still read all the stuff on it.
It's all right, isn't it? How long do you keep your makeup for?
Till it's gone.
Yeah.
Do you? Well, I think everyone does, really. I think they do that two-year thing, though, just to con us out of money.
Yes, because it has that little jar, it has that little thing on the back, doesn't it, which tells you how long you can keep it open for. But that's quite old.
Yeah, not with the cost of energy these days.
No, you've got to hang on to it.
Oh, my God.
Do you clean your brushes?
Yes, I am good at that. Do you clean them with shampoo?
No.
Oh, I do.
And then, so how often will you clean your brushes?
When I can be bothered.
Right.
I normally do it if I've got a few days off, because you have to let them dry, don't you?
Yes, because otherwise it gets claggy.
How often do you do yours?
What I do with mine is I buy a new brush.
Instead of...
I know.
No, but I think that's good. In a way, I think, but is it good? I don't know. They're a dear do.
They are a dear do. I bought two brushes on my shopping trip to match.
How much were they each?
I've no idea, because it just sort of got out of hand.
Do you know what the total was?
It was £250.
What? And how many items?
Oh, it looked like five.
No, that's unacceptable.
It was really expensive.
You need to get your brushes from like Boots.
And then when the serum went in the bag as well. But that was just a pressure bite. I could see he could feel my weakness.
Do you wear makeup in everyday life or just for showbiz?
More and more I will wear it in everyday life, yes. If I go out of an evening, I will wear makeup, yes, yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually wearing it less and less, but I used to wear it for everything.
But I never want to get to that point where I can't leave the house without makeup.
Yeah, I used to be like that. I went from nothing to always having it on. And now it's like, okay, if you're going to like... a nice dinner or out with the girls or something like that, I'll put it on, or like when I'm performing. But to be honest, lately, if you've not met my fee, I've not met your makeup needs.
No, that's it.
Can have a bald face.
So going back to Glow Up, which I've sort of delved into, they are incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to have somebody put makeup on me like that.
Every day.
Oh, I'd go for sort of slightly sexy devil. Or something like that, you know.
It does make me, like...
Nosferatu.
Some people really do use their face as, like, don't they? Like, I just feel like, oh, just cover up those spots. Like, whereas some do leave the house...
Oh, it's incredible.
...looking like a pussycat.
I was quite impressed with one of the judges, Dominic Skinner, isn't it?
Yeah, I met him.
Have you?
Yeah, he's nice.
Is he? Yeah.
Yeah, we met at an attitude lunch.
Oh, lovely.
Because, you know, I'm...
Yeah. You're always invited.
A high-level gay.
There was another Attitude Awards, wasn't there, recently?
Yep, there was a lunch. I told you, I won a holiday.
Why wasn't I invited again?
I don't know. You're not famous enough.
Am I not gay enough?
No, you're not famous enough. Oh, I've got my makeup all over my jeans. They were fresh on today.
Oh, no.
You're not gay famous enough. It's because you do all this mainstream stuff, whereas I talk about sucking willies.
Which,
by the way,
more?
You should come and see on my tour. Yeah, you need to talk about sucking willies more.
Oh,
like, what do you do? Suck a flap?
No.
Come on, just say suck a flap. Say suck a flap.
No, I'm not going to say it. I'm not doing suck a flap.
That's you never on Radio 4 again.
Yeah.
Welcome to the gutter.
Yeah. Yeah, but just once I'd like to get invited to an Attitude Awards. Because I do see, like, you post it, right? And I'm like, fucking hell, everybody else is there again.
Who's everyone else?
Like,
me,
you're there,
Susie Ruffle,
Rosie Jones, like...
Joe Lycett, Tom Allen, H from Steps, Charlie Condon't.
Why can't I get an invite?
I don't know. What have you done wrong?
I don't know.
Something.
I mean, I've been gay for a long time. I was one of the originals, I think. Yeah.
Maybe your material's just too heteronormative for us.
Is it?
Well, it's all about like boxed wine. We drink out of the bottles.
Oh.
You need to go on.
Do you know what? I mean, I don't. Not many things wind me up, but it winds me up a little bit. It does wind me up a little bit.
I know it does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I see everybody all in this finery with their makeup on. And a nice outfit.
Yeah, I love the outfit.
Having a photo wall moment.
I always find...
And I'm usually at home in a onesie.
The cast of Heartstopper's there.
Oh, God.
Leighton Williams is sometimes there.
Do I not feature? Am I...
Emma Bunt and Baby Spice was at the last one.
She's not even gay. That's just not fair. Yeah.
Michelle Visage.
Oh, fuck off. Really?
You have similar hair.
Yeah, we do now.
Yeah, hers is just a longer version of yours, but yeah. She has the grey streak.
Yeah, she does. Maybe that's why I don't get invited.
Maybe they think you're Michelle Visage.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. Doubled up. But she always looks fantastic.
Yeah.
But her makeup is amazing.
Yeah, it's drag. Yeah, it's basically drag.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. She's done something, don't quote me word for word, but I swear she's given up like sugar and like... No, things that are bad for you. She looks amazing.
Well, yeah, it goes hand in hand, doesn't it?
I'd rather have sugar and drop dead 10 years earlier. I really would.
So Dominic Skinner was there.
Yeah, yeah.
Great. Well, I'm glad you've met him there. That's nice. What about the other one? What's her name? I've forgotten her name.
Not
Val.
Essence. Oh, no.
Val Garland.
She
looks intimidating. Does she work for L'Oreal?
Oh, well, she will be intimidating then.
Yeah, but when she's judging on Glow Up, she comes round with a bloody magnifying glass. If somebody came near my face with a magnifying glass, that magnifying glass would be up their arsehole quicker than... You cannot go near a 50-year-old woman's face with a magnifying glass because you see things you'll never unsee.
Not if it's done properly, baby.
No, I mean, it's not... Forget the makeup, it's the stubble.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, my Lord.
Even me, who's like a man, I hate when I have stubble on my face. It really annoys me.
Well, you see, the thing is, as a woman of my age, you get the rogue hair.
Have you ever had one on your bum cheek?
I wouldn't know.
Really?
No, that...
Do you not just examine?
How do you examine your own bum cheek?
Just like give yourself a little look in the mirror.
And like have a
just
rogue
like look
hair.
At yourself from behind.
Isn't that more of... That's a more...
And then you have to be like, Rich...
That's more of a blokey.
Get
thing.
The shit. No, I think women have rogue bum.
Look, on the bum cheek.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever found one on your breast?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
not just one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. You pluck it. Why have we got it? It's nearly over and this is what we've got to end on.
It depends where I am when I find it, whether I pluck it or shave it off.
What would make the difference?
If I find it in the shower...
Oh, yeah.
And I'm shaving my legs, I'll just whip it off.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. But...
Where will you pluck it?
If I'm not in the shower...
If you're in bed.
Not in bed. Well, sometimes they're long enough that you don't even need to pluck it. You just wrap it around one finger and give it a yank.
Oh, my God.
But that's if it's gone unnoticed for quite some time.
So you're absolutely so. This is why you're not invited to the Attitude Awards.
Well, just because I'm at home plaiting my own nipple hair happily. Like, I make them look like Willie Nelson.
I need a back crack and sack, but I don't like getting the sack done.
Right.
And they never seem to understand that.
Can't you just have a back and sack?
I just want my... No, a back and crack. Just want my crack done.
A back and crack?
Yeah. Well, I don't even need my back doing. I don't get very hairy, but my arsehole's like the New Forest.
Have you had that done before?
No, I'd really need it doing. I used to shave it, but then it's like Velcro, isn't it, when you walk...
Yeah.
Oh, no. Not at my time of life.
I've only ever once had a wax and I didn't like it.
Front bum or back bum?
Well, they sort of...
They go both, don't they?
They go a bit. And she berated me because she was like, we're not very hairy. And I was like, I felt like a failure there. I was like, yeah.
At least you're consistent.
But the thing is, I think it's a bit like when you've got a cleaner coming around the house, when if you clean before the cleaner comes.
So Rich does that.
I went for my wax, but I'd sort of trimmed it quite significantly before I went there, so it didn't terrify her, but actually left her not enough to work with.
It's horrible, isn't
it? It's really horrible.
Maybe we're just meant to be hairy.
Well, I mean, we are meant to be a bit hairy, but
I wish I had more chest hair. I can grow a bit. Look, I'll show
you.
I
wish I had less.
But that's
cute.
More than you'd think for me, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I wish I had more. I think chest hair's really sexy. Have you seen Zac Efron's chest hair? I'll Google it for you now.
I do like a hairy chest on a man. I like my...
I think you're a bisexual.
I probably am. Neil Diamond sort of circa.
Neil Diamond?
Yeah, 1975.
I'm too young for that reference.
Yeah.
Look at Zac Efron.
Oh, wow, that's... Is that Zac Efron?
Yes, he's a man now.
He really is, isn't he?
Look, that there he was as a boy.
The boy hath become a man.
Look at that chest.
Wow, that is quite a nice...
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. So what's the deal now with chest hair? Is it in or is it out?
I think it's like personal taste.
Well, Love Islanders don't have any.
No.
No, they're pathetic. Like... They look like a Ken doll.
I feel like when you go to like Spain or Italy and they've got gorgeous bodies, nice bit of tan and then that... Oh, that chest hair.
Dark chest hair. You've got quite dark chest hair.
Yeah. None
of your bits match.
Nothing matches. My down below... My head is grey. My head is blonde, but yeah. It's officially grey. My eyebrows are ginger. My chest hair's brown and my pubes are red.
Wow.
With a few greys thrown in because she's of a nice age.
Oh, I don't think I've got any
grey. And my arsehole hair's pitch black.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you've got it all going on. You're like a Dulux colour sheet.
I am. And at least it goes in order from light to dark.
Yes, that's true. You're like a teardrop.
Yeah.
It sort of gets more dense the lower you go. Oh, my God, that's interesting. Mine is very much uniform, except for...
Well, what you say uniform?
Well, I've got that grey streak.
You're black and grey at top, so do you have that down below as well?
Oh, I'd love to have a sort of Cruella de Vil streak through my pubes. Oh, my God, I totally look like a skunk. Oh, my God. I hope that happens for me.
I hope it doesn't smell like a skunk.
No,
it doesn't.
No, no. Very, very hygienic. But, yeah, dark. Right.
I think it's time to talk about our husband of the week.
Oh, yes, we do this, don't we?
Yeah, I forgot we did this.
I know. So, listener, it is time for...
Husband of the week.
Husband of the week.
Whose voice is that?
I have no idea.
Is it yours?
It's mine in the morning.
It's your demons.
It's the same. Yeah. Morning.
It did wake me up this morning like that.
Morning. How'd you like the tea?
I said strong like me men. Right, who's your husband of the week then?
This is going to surprise you. It's Tom Cruise.
No, it's not.
It is.
Tom Cruise.
It's Tom Cruise.
That's because we watched Mission Impossible before bed, by the way, people.
Yeah, because I went to see the new film this week, Mission Impossible, The Radiator or something.
Is it good?
Well, I was a bit annoyed when it started and it said Mission Impossible... The Reckoning, not The Radiator. That sounds a bit weird, doesn't it?
Yeah. If that was at my house, though, that would be accurate.
Mission Impossible.
I would not know what to do with a radiator.
You've got to get this radiator radiator into a tight space. Your challenge, somebody choose to accept it. It was part one. I was a bit annoyed. Because I'll have to go back now.
Oh, part one. He's going to die, isn't he, in part two?
I don't know. Well, he nearly died in part one.
Yeah, I think he's going to die. He's like old. And it's Mission Impossible. Surely at one point the mission has to be impossible.
Yeah. Thus far it hasn't been, has it?
No.
He's 61.
Yeah.
And he does all his own stunts. And for that, he's my husband of the week. Because at one point...
You did your own stunts.
I do all my own stunts. I do all my own stunts all the time. He flew off a mountain on a motorbike and then free-falled with a parachute. And I thought, actually... That takes some balls.
Don't you? No, I sometimes feel that. I just feel like, oh, go and sit on a beach and enjoy your money.
I mean, I would imagine, I don't think he'd make great husband material.
No.
I think after a few months, I'd have realised I'd have made a horrific mistake.
Do you remember when he was on Oprah after getting with Katie Holmes and he jumped on the sofa?
Yeah.
That's all a bit too... That's when I lost the Tom Cruise thing.
Yeah, I think we'd probably come to blows over the Scientology as well. There'd be, it would be one of those things where we couldn't mention it at you know, Christmas or any of those things. We'd have to be like, let's not bring this up again,
Tom. I never quite know what Scientology is. Like, is it like bowing down to microwaves? Don't know what it is.
Not microwaves, no.
Micro, it's summer.
It's lizards.
Lizards?
It's mostly lizards in a volcano.
Oh, my God.
Anyway. So but, you know, for now, and, you know, for a 5'5" man, he's quite exceptional, yeah. The thing I liked about Mission Impossible as well, he didn't try and shag everything. Not like Bond. Bond's always trying to stick it in something.
Oh,
he?
Bond.
Yeah.
Piers Brosnan Bond. What's that the old Bond called? You know the old Bond?
What, Sean Connery?
Sean Connery as Bond makes my nipples stand on hand. Like, hold up. Not like that, though. Yeah. Sean Connery.
Is that your thing?
Wait for it. Guys, I'm just Googling Sean Connery James Bond shirtless. I didn't...
Oh, yeah.
The same. Look at that chest hair.
Okay.
Look how gorgeous he is. He was gorgeous.
He was very beautiful. Very beautiful.
Yeah, so beautiful. So my husband of the week...
Yeah.
...is... I think it's going to be my hairdresser's...
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go polyamorous this week because I have a hairdresser in the north, Dean, and a hairdresser in the south, James. And I just thought I'd stay on brand. But do you know what? They know all my secrets.
Really?
That's what I was thinking. Is going, they could, if I ever got so successful, they could sell stories on me.
Really? Do you tell them everything? How do they know all your secrets?
I tell them everything.
Okay.
I tell them literally everything. And they make my hair look nice. I mean, James was there when I wanted to go blonde. I was like, James, I came in after the pandemic and I went, James, I want to go bright down blonde.
Yeah.
And he was like, what? And I said, well, no one will question it if I do it now. Like, if I go blonde now, people will just go, do you know what? It's been a long pandemic. Everyone's doing weird shit. And we did it. And it looked really nice.
Yeah.
And then what happened was I moved back to Manchester. And I still use James if I'm in London, but when I was in Manchester, I was like, I still need my haircut. So then I had to find Dean, and he's like a chavvy gay.
Right.
A rough round the edges gay.
Do you like that?
And yeah.
Okay.
And it turns out, well, it doesn't turn out, Dean, when I was 14, I went and got frosted highlights.
Right.
Because everyone did that. And Dean did it the first time. And I always remember really fancying him because he had that, like, edge. And then both these boys give you a head massage.
Oh.
Top head.
Right. Frosted highlight.
Yeah.
There's a memory.
They did not look good.
I've never dyed my hair.
Ever?
No.
Weird.
No. And I won't because No.
What were you going to say?
I won't ever dye it.
You wouldn't say something and then you stop yourself.
It's because I don't like the roots coming through. I'd rather have no root.
Yeah, like my roots are bad at the minute. No, I love dyeing my hair. Do you know how I used to dye my hair?
Yeah.
I did whatever Lindsay Lohan dyed hers at one point.
Really?
Because she's a natural ginger. So I just thought, well, she knows what to do. So when she went brown, I went brown. When she went black, I went black. When she went blonde, I went blonde. When she stayed red, I went redder.
What's her current hair state?
Red.
Right.
I don't do it like that now.
No, okay.
I do what looks good on me.
You've let Lindsay loose.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Oh. This has been so nice to be back.
It has, yeah.
I hope you've all enjoyed it. Don't forget to give us a like, give us a follow, share.
Follow us. I'm massive on MySpace. And
Zoe's bitter about social media at the minute.
Well, I just don't get it.
You're not meant to. You're in your 50s.
Right.
I'm on Instagram at Stephen Comedy. She's on Instagram at Zoe Lyons Comedy. And please just tell everyone to listen to our podcast. And I'm going on tour, so get your tickets for that, StephenBaileyComedy.co.uk. And Zoe?
Well, I'll be sorting out my makeup bag for a while.
See you next time.
Bye-bye for now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Made by darkhorsedigital.co.uk. Shooting, live streaming, and podcast production.